In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. A full night's sleep is a great feeling. When you crawl between those fresh sheets and you close your eyes and you don't move for 8 hours, oh, it's glorious. So many people would love that feeling because so many of us don't rest so well. You get distracted and you worry, and your bodies don't do what you want them to do anymore. And it only gets worse. You can't sleep, so you get cranky and you're unproductive. And because you're cranky and you're unproductive, you can't sleep because you're worried about tomorrow. But God's word today emphasizes that you need rest. That there absolutely must be some time set aside to rest. And not just rest for your bodies, but rest for your souls too. Especially for your souls. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, our Father says. Don't treat it like other days. It's holy. You work for 6 days, and on the Sabbath, you don't work. You rest. Everyone gets a day off. In Deuteronomy, the Sabbath was a weekly remembrance of redemption. Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Only slaves work 7 days a week. God's free people work six and rested one. In Genesis, God created the whole of the universe in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh to enjoy what he had made. The Sabbath is the only commandment that predates the giving of the law on Mount Sinai. Did you realize that? So if God can take a day off, so can you. Unless you're trying to outdo God, or you're trying to be God in his place. Because on the Sabbath, you went to hear God's word. You went to pray with your congregation. It was a day to pray and a day to play, but it was not a day to work. And it was a divine commandment. The punishment for breaking the commandment? Let's have the whole congregation pile rocks on you by stoning. That's how seriously God took a day of rest. The whole world could work 24/7 if it wanted to, but God's people were going to show the world how free people live and take a day to rest in God, to rest in their Father. So the Sabbath is God's gift. The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath, Jesus says. It's a little foretaste of the rest that comes in Christ. It reminds the Israelites that they were saved by God's goodness and not by the amount of work they did. It reminded them that work was a gift of God too, and that unfinished business can just wait for a day. Nothing was so important that it got in the way of the Word of God and worship and prayer. And so the Sabbath reminded them that they were free. Free to work, free to not work, free to worship, free for play. In the Large Catechism, Luther says of the Sabbath that God wants it to be holy for you. You can't make the day holy because it's created holy by God. And we need our rest. God knows that. Rest in God's word, rest at the Lord's table, rest in prayer. There's no substitute. diet and exercise just won't do it. But leave it to the old Adam within all of us to make a burden even out of a time of rest. God says, I order you to take a day off. And you say, do I have to? The Lord says, no work. And we say, now, what exactly do you mean by work? And don't tell me that farmers can't take a day off, because that's exactly who God's people were, and they managed. The Sabbath wasn't intended to save. The Sabbath is supposed to be a picture of your salvation, a gift of rest in a world that doesn't know how to rest. Yet even a commandment to rest, to not work, which should be the easiest of all of them to keep, can't be. Luckily for you, Jesus kept the Sabbath more purely and more completely than anyone could. And he did it all for you and for the entire world. He's the Lord of the Sabbath, and yet he kept the Sabbath to perfection, as he did with every commandment, with every point of the law. Jesus said, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. True, eternal rest is found in Jesus. St. Augustine once said, our souls are restless until they find their rest in God. So in the end, the Sabbath isn't about a certain day. Sunday isn't the Sabbath day, even though some Christians act like it is. It isn't. Sunday is the tradition because of Jesus' resurrection. It's not a divine commandment. The Sabbath is fulfilled late one Friday afternoon when the Lord of the Sabbath was taken down from his cross by Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus, and his broken body was laid to rest in a tomb. On the seventh day, God rested, having completed the work of creation. And on the seventh day, the Son of God, the Son of Man, the Lord of the Sabbath, rested in the grave, having completed the work of the world's redemption and recreation. It is finished, he said. And the rest that he brought is yours. His death opened the door of life everlasting for you. And because of that death and resurrection, you're snatched from Satan's jaws in your baptism, out of uncertainty and into rest. Because of the death and resurrection of Christ, we gather here so that we may eat the bread of life that brings much needed rest to our weary souls. And so here you find that rest. Here you close your eyes and fall into that deep, quiet comfort that only your God and Lord can give. A rest that is offered over and over again, just waiting for you to receive it. In his revelation, St. John heard a voice from heaven saying, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord henceforth. Blessed indeed, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors. Rest in the Lord. Rest in his peace. In Jesus, you have rest. Rest from the law of God, rest from your sins, rest from all of the burdens of all of your busyness. Christ Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, and he is your rest. Amen.